Coming soon to Monocle 24, a brand new series, Atlas, a complete audio history of the 21st century. Written and presented by Andrew Miller and produced by the team behind Monocle 24's award-winning series, The Foreign Desk, Atlas distills the 21st century journey of a particular country into a single episode. As Atlas builds a collectible history of our age, of countries big and small, important and obscure, and all points in between, we will head to the United States.
Donald Trump's election to the US presidency in 2016 was one of those events which seemed impossible to the point of absurdity until it occurred, and which for four subsequent years seemed absurd to the point of impossibility.
And then they have cans of soup. Soup. And they throw the cans of soup. That's better than a brick because you can't throw a brick, it's too heavy.
The United States had at least demonstrated a commitment to one of its most cherished principles, that literally any one of its citizens can become president, but an anxious world might have preferred that Americans not prove the point by awarding the power of life and death over all humankind to an otherwise unemployable retired game show host.
Atlas will also rise to the challenge of packing the entire 21st century of the People's Republic of China into a single episode.
Indeed, China's ambition for the 21st century could be fairly described as an experiment in becoming a superpower without anybody finding out much about you. In many respects, China succeeded. Though the world consumes uncountable tonnages of Chinese produce, you could ask a lot of passing pedestrians in London or New York before you found one who could name 10 Chinese people or 10 Chinese cities. That absence of scrutiny ended in December 2019.
We have a new name for the coronavirus. The World Health Organization has officially called it COVID-19. Co for corona, Vi for virus, D for disease, and 19 because it started last year.
In the weeks and months after COVID-19 advanced from its ground zero in Wuhan, China was not the only country to raise its drawbridges, but it kept them up longer than most.
Other episodes of Atlas will present a different kind of difficulty. In other words, that of filling the running time as the series considers the world's quieter datelines. There are those where it's imaginable we'll have to resort to playing the national anthem, maybe twice, or very slowly reading out the names of the players in the national water polo squad.
While the history of border redrawing in Europe is not largely a happy one, the altering of Liechtenstein's border in 2006 was not only not a dispute, but not even a spat, brouhaha, or to-do. Barely, in fact, a foldy roll. After boffins remeasured Liechtenstein's border, possibly for want of anything else to do of a weekend, they discovered that it was 1.9 kilometres longer than anyone had previously believed, or indeed cared. This expanded Liechtenstein's total area by about half a square kilometre, which is about 70 football fields. Or, how much more of this is there to go? About 93 American football fields. Or maybe 1,100 basketball courts. Or...
Just get on with it.
But every episode of Atlas will teach you something you didn't know before. Atlas will be informative, idiosyncratic, and, when merited, funny. Atlas on Monocle 24 is the next breakout podcast hit, and it's coming to Monocle 24 this summer. Atlas on Monocle 24, coming soon.